Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Looking ahead 20 years in the cattle business with Dave Lawman in just a moment. Cattle producers, you're going to want to be a part of it. The Week in the Rockies sale from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Great set of cattle being sold all week long, July 11th through the 15th. It originates from Steamboat Springs, Colorado once again this year. It'll be seen live on Rural TV, Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on the internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. 261,000 head of cattle will be sold, including right at 36,000 yearling steers, 24,000 yearling heifers, 59,000 weaned calves, and 138,000 calves on cows. They'll be offering cattle from the southeast and from here in the south central part of the country on Monday and Tuesday primarily. Later in the week, it'll be more western cattle. If you want details of when a particular lot of cattle will be selling or see the video of those cattle, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or, as always, call them 800-422-2117. The Week in the Rockies sale, July 11th through the 15th at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you. As beef producers think about industry shifts in the last 20 years, it's clear that they've got to continue to strive for improvement in the next 20. The recent Beef Improvement Federation annual symposium was held this year up in Manhattan, Kansas. Extension beef cattle specialist Dave Lawman of OSU looked back on beef cattle selection trends and looked ahead to where he thinks new trends are likely to benefit the industry.
The commercial cow-calf segment, they've basically responded to a request for improved performance and carcass quality over the past 20 years, and that's really where our primary focus has been. And I think over the next 20 years, it needs to shift, not completely, and not shift away from improving cattle that excel in the finishing phase and the carcass standpoint. However, there comes a point when, with increasing costs and perhaps no change in productivity at the cow-calf segment, that this shift has got to come to focus on that.
Dave Lawman says that during the industry's commitment to increasing weaning weight in recent years, increasing milk intake has been brought to the table as well.
It does not look like weaning weights are increasing over the last 24 years, which is a shocker because most definitely there has been aggressive selection emphasis on growth. It may have something to do with the environment of a commercial cow-calf operation that, generally speaking, has lower inputs. We've shown time again, other scientists have shown kind of the efficiency of the conversion of forage or feed to milk and then from milk to calf weight gain. So I don't think the answer is to create more weaning weight with more milk.
Lawman says the beef industry has really focused on increasing weaning weights in recent years. He believes at the same time you need to be focusing on production costs. That may be the most beneficial approach for most producers.
The lower hanging fruit is to minimize production costs, meaning more weaning rate, higher calf prices, and so on. And if it's not working anyway, right, if weaning weight's not going up, why would you pour tremendous amount of resources trying to force it to happen? You know, we have the tools now that we should be able to make that shift in the commercial cow segment to more focus on reducing costs and do it without giving up the progress that's been made in the post-weaning phase. We have the tools that we can do both.
Beef cattle specialist Dr. Dave Lawman of Oklahoma State University speaking at this summer's Beef Improvement Federation annual seminar that was held up at K-State in Manhattan. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Wheat farmers, choose a proven winning variety that's thrived in almost every challenging environment. Choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher is a popular descendant of Duster and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Get one of the Great Plains' top hard winter wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.